Good morning, and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids, hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana from the Triana Prevention Center. Today's show is a call-in show. Jot our number down, 206-1580, or toll-free, 888-441-1580. Now, here's Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Welcome aboard, and thank you for joining us this morning. It is time now to listen in on the Slippery Slope of Lipids. And Dr. Triana is with us to talk to us about some very interesting topics today that we think will be helpful and healthful. You're invited to call in at 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. If you have any questions or comments, it is a call-in program, and your participation is more than encouraged, believe me. Now, before we get into anything, let me just establish something right up front, which is that some of the subject material today may be a little adult in nature, presented in a clinical, scientific, and medical fashion, but we wanted to get everybody on the same page before we actually began the conversation. But let's face it, the slippery slope of lipids affects everything in our body, so there are going to be parts of our body discussed today that you may want to just be aware of in advance. All right, welcome back, Dr. Triana.
Thank you, Todd. Welcome and good morning, everyone. Yes, I'm really very want to talk about today sex and cholesterol.
I imagine some ears just perked up.
Right. Why is this important? When we started the program, we were talking about vascular disease. Mm-hmm. Vascular disease is what affects our arteries. And it's plaque in our arteries that causes vascular disease and inflammation. And one of the first signs that a man can have is a condition called erectile dysfunction. And to explain this, it's because the arteries that feed the penis can be have vascular disease. So in young people, especially, one of the first signs of vascular disease is erectile dysfunction.
You say young people. At what age is typical onset for something like that? Or is there a typical age?
Well, again, it depends on your lifestyle.
All right.
There are some people that they start having erectile dysfunction, some men, when they're in their 30s because they've been smoking since they were 12.
Mm.
Smoking is a major risk factor for vascular disease because it also promotes inflammation in the arteries.
Mm, I see. So onset could be at any point. It's lifestyle dependent. And it's one of those things that I think we see multiple advertisements. We hear it on the radio all the time. If you are a man with ED, there's a pill or a poultice or a cure or something for you. But you probably shouldn't get in that position in the first place if you could avoid it.
Right. You can avoid that. And you need to know. You need to know what your LDL cholesterol is, what your healthy cholesterol, your lousy cholesterol. You need to eat well. Exercise, and also your lifestyle of smoking. If somebody smokes, that also promotes vascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
And I call this a red flag.
Okay. You suggested checking cholesterol, and I would imagine that there are a lot of men in their 30s, maybe even 40s, who've never had their cholesterol checked before. It's something you think of at the senior health fair rather than for a younger person. But boy, that is far from true.
Yes. Remember, at the Triana Prevention Center, we're trying to prevent a disease, arteriosclerosis, that is not. Now, remember, everyone, this is not a normal part of aging.
I think a lot of us think in the good old days, wasn't it called hardening of the arteries?
Yes.
Yes. And we all accepted that grandma had hardening or grandpa hardening of the arteries because he was getting old, but not supposed to happen. You can age quite nicely without that happening if you take care of yourself.
Yes. And if you are practice prevention, if you, in fact, you should be getting your cholesterol checked when you're 20 years old and even down to the age of 8, depending what your family risk factors are. So when we talk about sex and cholesterol, everybody thinks cholesterol is something, like you said, for older people,
mm-hmm.
but already the plaque is building up when you're younger. And then this will affect your sex life. Now, cholesterol, you have to remember, is important also to make your hormones. So, but too much cholesterol is what forms the plaque in the arteries.
So there has to be a balance.
Right. Right. It's very, very important. And in fact, the medicines such as Cialis, Viagra, Levitra, those medicines, really what they do is they dilate the artery. They open up, they relax the artery so that it can fill with blood.
Mm-hmm. Those preparations, those prescriptions, and I think the point I was trying to make before is an important point to keep hammering away at. The barn door is closed at that point. Something has happened to put you in the position, and the time to think about not wanting to use those. I don't think any gentleman wants to go into his doctor's office and say, "Doc, can you help me out? I've got a little problem here." It would be better to naturally prevent that from happening in advance rather than waiting until it happens and then seeking a prescription that may or may not work.
Right. And the thing is this, if you do have that problem and you can and you need to use medications, the thing is this, we need to be more proactive. If you're having vascular disease, that means that sooner or later, you also are going to have vascular disease in the whole arterial tree, which includes your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the number one killer of men and women? It's heart disease, heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to practice preventive medicine, we need to say, okay, you have this problem. I'm going to try to prevent the big thing at the end of the road.
Right.
That heart attack.
Now, as a doctor, if you encounter a gentleman with ED, does your mind begin to think or suspect that there will be other arterial problems elsewhere in the body?
Yes.
Right away? Okay.
Yes. I look at, I assess if they have diabetes, high blood pressure, if mm-hmm. they smoke, overweight, what is their total cholesterol? What is their healthy cholesterol? What are their triglycerides, which is another fat in your blood? I look at the whole picture. My way of practicing medicine is to look at the total being.
Okay.
You don't just pick out this disease and then give a Band-Aid for it.
Right. Okay. And to be sure, there are some circumstances where men are being treated for ED, and it does not have to do with the causes you're talking about. There are cases where it is psychological. There are cases where it is another medicine that is causing it.
Yes.
But I would imagine the vast majority are vascular.
The vast majority are vascular, and yes, there's other causes. But since I'm here in trying to prevent vascular disease, and if anybody wants to call, mm-hmm. I would love to hear from my audience.
That's a very good point. I'm glad you said that. This is one of those subjects that may be a little embarrassing at first to talk about, but we're all adults. We're all here to learn something, and we're all here to, in the doctor's case, help. So please call if you have any comments or questions at 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. Feel free to discuss however this might have affected your life or somebody that you know. Now, before we get any further into the sexual components and aspects of today's discussion, for those who might be a newcomer to the program,
yes.
Who is Dr. Triana? Because when I was introduced to you, I was told that you're one of a very select small group of doctors. Is it a lipidologist? Is that correct?
Right. I'm a board-certified lipidologist. Clinical lipidologist. I've done advanced studies in this area.
Okay.
I'm an expert in treating patients' cholesterol and preventing the vascular disease. I treat patients with diabetes and hypertension, and I'm a family physician who also has this specialty.
Okay. And like you said, your approach as a physician is to a whole body way of looking at the patient rather than you have a symptom, we can fix that symptom.
Right. It's to look at the whole patient. And I have to tell you also, I'm the first woman to grow up in Charlotte County and come back and practice medicine.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I've been here for a long time.
That's wonderful. One of our own. And that's really a very pleasant fact to know. Thank you for sharing that.
Charlotte High School graduate.
Now, there's a really good chance that somebody listening to this broadcast is hearing something that pertains to their health or their lifestyle. They just are too embarrassed to call and talk about it on the air. They can call and talk to your office and find out more that way correctly. And what is the office number to reach?
It's 941-625-1990.
Okay. And we'll repeat that number throughout the broadcast, by the way, so that you can be sure that you have that information and you have the contact capability. As a lipidologist, are you seeing people coming in with vascular disease? And I want to move away from just for a moment for the sexual aspect. For somebody like me who's interested in medicine in its whole scope, I want to know, are you seeing people coming in with vascular disease and problems at a younger and younger age?
Is that? Yes. Yes. In fact, there is an epidemic now of diabetes and in children and obesity. And even in Vietnam, when patients, they did autopsies, they could find in the young men plaque in their arteries. So yes, it builds up. It starts when patients are not taking care, not eating healthy, and doing other lifestyles like smoking, mm-hmm. not exercising. Talking about the sexual aspect, though, and erectile dysfunction, mm-hmm. One of the doctors, I went to a conference, they called it angina below the belt.
Angina below the belt. Pardon me for laughing, but that is an interesting way of expressing it. Now, angina by itself is usually considered to be sort of a heart situation, isn't it?
Yes, but wait a minute. Angina means you get chest pains because your heart muscle is not getting blood.
Okay.
So if you're not getting blood to have an erection because you have vascular disease, mm-hmm. not having that erection is akin to or same as equivalent to having an angina below the belt.
I think it's important to point out there's a difference that comes to my mind, which is angina in the heart is something we feel. Oftentimes, people are afraid, actually, that it is a heart attack.
Yes.
Whereas the angina below the belt, you're not going to feel. And that's the opposite problem, isn't it?
Well, you're not going to feel the actual problem, but you're going to feel uncomfortable that you're not able to have the sex life that you would like to have.
Let's look at the other end of the spectrum. We talked about younger men coming in their 30s sometimes who even have this problem, but it doesn't have to be with the right amount of prevention and the right lifestyle. Look at the other end of the spectrum. I'm sure you have a lot of seniors that come into your office as well, and it's quite possible from what I've heard, but your professional opinion, please, to maintain an active and healthy sex life well into your advanced years.
Of course. I tell my patients, you should have a sex life. The only time you don't have a sex life is when you're 6 foot under.
So
I mean, this is a normal part of life.
Sure.
Everyone wants to be loved, accepted, to have the attention of another human being.
Sure.
And this, I mean, there's so many studies showing that if you have a good, healthy lifestyle, and that includes a good sexual lifestyle, you're going to live longer. You'll be healthier. The other thing what I was going to add, too, was in women, in menopause, when they go through menopause, they also, we talked about before, that they are at same risk for heart attack as men
Yes.
after the menopause.
Right.
So one of the things that women have in their sexual is vaginal dryness.
Okay.
And it makes it uncomfortable. And part of that has to do because they're not producing the hormones that they did before, the estrogen, and that is related to your age and your menopause status.
Mm-hmm.
And this also relates to your ability to have a comfortable and enjoyable sex life.
And yes, ladies, we did tell you up in front we would turn the tables and talk about you as well. But again, and the doctor makes an extremely good point, male or female, you deserve to have an active and satisfying sex life as long as you are still upright and walking the earth.
Of course. We're all humans, and that's the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were talking about older patients, yes, a lot of the older patients are maybe have diabetes and also will have lifestyle that maybe for years they smoked and they have advanced vascular disease. So sometimes medications such as the Viagras do not help. And in the future, I would like to discuss more other treatments of what we can do. But right now, I really would just like to focus on preventing and before you even get to that point.
Good point. Good point. The best thing for you to do would be to see Dr. Triana and have her give you a clean bill of health so that you don't need advanced medications and treatments and so forth. So let's focus on that. Let's make sure that you don't end up there.
Right. And again, that's why I said to be proactive. Now, vascular disease can also exhibit itself in the legs. There's many people who have peripheral arterial disease, and they start having what's called claudication. That's pain in the legs. They can only walk maybe less than a block, and they start getting severe pain in the legs or just like a burning type pain. And that can be also another red flag for vascular disease.
And that can sometimes be related to loss of blood flow in the legs? Is that,
yes.
Would that be correct? Okay.
The arteries, also the buildup of plaque, and the muscles don't get enough blood.
Okay.
Because the arteries is like a big highway. The arteries, what do? They bring blood to the tissue. They bring oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
It's the oxygen you need for your metabolic needs.
Okay, especially if you are exercising, walking, jogging.
Walking, jogging. Well, you need oxygen just to sit in a chair.
Mm-hmm. True.
So that's why, again, another red flag is pain when you walk. We talked about erectile dysfunction, angina below the belt.
I like that.
And we talked about angina also.
Right.
So all these things are, again, to look at. Now, there's other risk factors that we look at or other events. People who have arthritis. People who have arthritis have inflammation.
Okay.
They are at higher risk for a cardiac event also.
There is a connection between the two.
Major.
Wow.
And I'm going to spend more time exploring and giving all these statistics, but yes.
Okay. So we can look forward to that on a future program. That's very interesting.
It is. It's very interesting. And everyone, once again, to go back to the sexual part of life, everyone has to understand that if the medicines don't work, there's other treatment for men. And I look at, you know how they have that commercial with the two people
in the bathtub?
In the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, I think they shouldn't be. Two people should be in one bathtub.
Yeah, okay. It's a very good point. I never thought about it all the times I've seen that. You know, one of the things they say in the commercials, too, that you hear the announcer come on at the end and there's a disclaimer, is to ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sexual activity. That's an important consideration, too, I would imagine.
Yes, but it's very... unless you just had a very, very recent event, sexual activity after, let's say you just had a heart attack, you have to wait. But most people who have vascular disease, they can have a sex life too.
Okay. All right. We're talking about ways of preventing vascular disease, recognizing it and preventing it. You mentioned lifestyle factors. And is there any component of lifestyle that we can trace back to our parents or our grandparents? In other words, do we have some inherited risk?
Yes, that's called genetics. Genetics is how our body handles certain stimulus. For example, you know, you hear the story about, oh, it's in my genes, I can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
No. Your way that you conduct your life, your health, and your diet will trigger or not those genes from hurting you or helping you.
So you can break the chain, if you will. If your parents, grandparents had vascular disease, you are not necessarily doomed to the same fate.
No. Again, one of the doctors that he said that the environment triggers, as if you were thinking of a gun,
okay.
The genes, the environment triggers the events of what's going to happen. Now,
oh,
you can't
okay.
change your genes,
right.
but you can modify the environment that they live in. So in other words, if you have the genes for vascular disease, you eat fatty foods all the time, you smoke 2 packs of cigarette a day, you don't exercise, you're overweight, boy, let me tell you, those genes are going to make lots of plaque in your arteries.
There's a finger on that trigger right now. That's the analogy to remember, that trigger is getting ready to be pulled.
Right. So you can modify what is going to happen. And you can be proactive and look for disease before it manifests itself. You can look for vascular disease before it manifests itself mm-hmm. as a heart attack or stroke.
Let me take just a second to let everybody know I'm watching the clock carefully so that you have the maximum amount of time to get the maximum amount of information. We have just under 10 minutes left on the program, so if you would like to call and get an answer to a question or make a comment or relate an experience. Sometimes I think the most wonderful thing about talk radio is that we can share common experiences with each other and learn from each other. So if you have something along these lines, our discussion today, you'd like to share, please do at 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. Risk factors, I keep hearing you discussing, Dr. Triana, weight, cholesterol, diet, exercise, and genetics. What else plays into vascular disease?
Blood pressure, high blood pressure,
okay.
inflammation in the arteries.
Okay.
I also, in my practice, I do advanced lipid testing. So, as I said, you can't just judge a book by its cover. You've heard of people who are in great shape. They practice a very healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
They're running and boom, they have a heart attack.
Happens a lot, yeah.
I think it was they call it the Tim Russert effect or
yes.
the Jim Fix.
Yes, yes.
He was a runner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What happens is you have to look for disease. If you find disease, then you have to treat the disease and you have to look for inflammation. When you look for inflammation in the arteries, you look at the cholesterol, the triglycerides, you can put that fire out.
What I hear you saying is that everybody from every walk of life needs to have a real good grip on their lipids. That
yes.
would be cholesterol, triglycerides, and so forth. Lipids, as if I remember from years ago in college biology, would be the fatty acids or fatty products in the body, right?
The cholesterol, triglycerides, when we do a regular lipid test, you look at the total cholesterol,
mm-hmm.
you look at the healthy cholesterol, the HDL, you want that as high as possible.
Okay.
You want the LDL, which we call the lousy, to be as low as possible.
I'm glad you said that because I can never remember which is the good and which is the bad. So just remember that the L is for lousy. And the other one's good.
You want to know that your triglycerides are also in an low.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all important. But if we do advanced lipid testing, we also look about the different particles and what type of LDL and HDL it is, which I'm going to devote a whole program to that.
Yes, that'd be interesting.
Because, again, when you just do a regular lipid test, that's just like the basis. It doesn't give you the whole picture.
Sort of points you a direction, and then perhaps more advanced testing would be
right.
encouraged.
Especially if you have heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the word is getting out. I'm getting more and more patients that are young, and want to be proactive,
mm-hmm.
whose parents they know have heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of them just want to know how to deal with cholesterol. And then they go and they find out from their parents because they never really asked them, did you have this problem? And then guess what? They fess up.
Surprise. Yeah, that's actually before that. But certainly at that point is when you need to contact Dr. Triana and get more information, get an examination from somebody who is an expert or one of very few in the country on this very subject. I mean, a lot of doctors are aware of cholesterol and lipid situations in your body, but if you want an expert, you are, again, a lipidologist I had never heard of till I met you. So I find that to be a very interesting qualification.
Yes, I'm so excited about it. It's so interesting. We're at the wave of the future to try to prevent. We could not only have a better life, all of us, but we could save money in, you know, like they say, an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure.
There you go. And also, I think of all the things I've learned in this last about half hour of broadcast, you cannot rely on your physical well-being or lack of well-being to determine by yourself what your cholesterol and lipid situation is. Like you said, there may be somebody who says to themselves, I eat right, I exercise, I don't smoke, I don't have a family history. Listening to this broadcast, checking off the list, I don't have any of these things. And yet they still could have a lipid problem.
Yes, and they could still be at risk for a heart attack in the future or anytime.
And certainly if you are experiencing or do have a history, let's start with that. If you do have a history, if you do have lifestyle conditions that we were describing, or if you are having any of the signs, then you do want to call Dr. Triana and talk to her and her office staff. And like you said, peripheral artery disease, so pain in the legs, if you can't walk as far as you used to.
Right.
May not be vascular disease, but it's going to pay you in the long run to find out.
Oh, yes. Again, to recap, I want everyone to know that erectile dysfunction is a red flag for vascular disease. I want everyone to know that. So if you are experiencing this problem, the majority of the problem can be vascular. Yes, there's other causes. But we need to think beyond and say, this is a situation you need to know your vascular health, your numbers, I call it. You need to know your blood pressure, your cholesterol numbers, your fasting blood sugar, and we discussed this, your waist size.
Okay. That's an interesting thing, too.
Yes. A man's waist greater than 40 inches puts him at a whole different risk category. A woman's waist greater than 35 inches puts in a different risk category. We discussed before about metabolic syndrome and all the components of that. And one of them is the waist. The blood sugar, the blood pressure, the triglycerides, and the low healthy cholesterol.
There's so much more to it than I ever imagined. And for anybody who's ever had a quickie cholesterol test taken at a health fair or when you donate blood or something along those lines, you may have thought to yourself, well, the results are satisfactory. I'm done. And that's not the case. There's a lot more to the story.
There's got to be a reason that the number one killer of men and women is heart disease, vascular disease.
There certainly must be, and I think we've begun to see the tip of that iceberg. In coming weeks, Dr. Triana will treat us to more information. Like she said, she's going to do a whole show about the different kinds of cholesterol and what makes up cholesterol. We will be finding out about more about the arthritis and vascular disease connection.
Yes.
So very interesting. But if you can't wait to find out those things and you want to know more, you need to contact Dr. Triana. You need to find out more about her office and the things that she does. Make an appointment. I can tell you she's a lovely and very pleasant lady to work with. Not one of those doctors that's going to come down on you because you've been eating too many potato chips. Not at all. But is somebody who's going to help you plot a much better course for your future. Again, what's your phone number for folks who want to call your office?
941-625-1990. And I have a wonderful, wonderful staff, and I'm very blessed.
I can't imagine that you wouldn't have a wonderful staff knowing how pleasant it is to have this conversation with you. And again, because most people are scrambling for a pencil or a pen, what's the phone number one more time?
941-625-1990. And you can also go to TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
TrianaPreventionCenter.com. We also have a link on our website, WCCFAM.com. Look under shows and you'll see what you're looking for. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids, hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana. For more information on the topics discussed here today, call the Triana Prevention Center at 941-625-1990.